Hello.
Hi, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
And how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely to vote?
Definitely will vote.
I'm going to read you the names of several individuals after I mention each one. I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Robin Fricker?
Don't know.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know who it is.
Okay. What about Larry Hogan?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Not so much.
Chris Chaffee.
Don't know who it is.
A very favorable, somewhat neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral.
Donald Trump.
Not favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Not very favorable.
If the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Fricker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Not support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Strongly support.
Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Let me know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Not important at all.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Somewhat important.
Economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt.
Somewhat important.
Energy independency for this country.
Very important.
Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Fricker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, and if it makes no difference to you. Here's the first one. Robin Fricker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Fricker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Robin Fricker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Much more likely, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Robin Fricker says his running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each one, please tell me if the information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him. As Governor Larry Hogan locked down business, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you much more likely, much less likely, to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
I would like to ask you again, if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Flicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative Republican.
Would you say that you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall into? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening.